Gamble and Savunga had their lowest walrus harvest on record. That's created a food shortage and economic crisis in the Yupik villages as residents are unable to pay their bills and are worried about the upcoming winter. The region's legislators are urging Governor Parnell to declare an economic disaster declaration for the island to free up state money for relief. KNOM's Eva Delap has more.
Gloria James is with the native village of Gamble. She says according to 10-year average, Gamble gets approximately 675 walrus per year. Savunga gets 578. This year, Gamble got 108. Savunga, a dismal 76. That's just under 20% of the typical walrus harvest.
People are hungry. I feel really pain about it because we depended on heavily on walrus, seal, and bowhead.
Many people on St. Lawrence Island hunt walrus for food and ivory, which they carve and sell to pay bills or exchange wholesale at the village store for essential goods like flour and pilot bread. But this spring, an unusual switch in wind direction brought in especially dangerous hunting weather, clouds, fogs, and snow, and a tightly packed ice floe. James says subsistence hunters simply couldn't get out.
Just hard for the boats to go in. There was no way to go in, even though they've seen so many chunk, walruses, seals. But it was way inside. There was no way to go in.
The region's state legislators, Representative Neil Foster and Senator Donnie Olson, sent a letter to the Parnell administration on Monday, urging the governor to make a disaster declaration to free up state money for relief. They described the impact of the low walrus harvest on St. Lawrence Island as potentially catastrophic. Representative Foster says people probably aren't used to seeing a disaster declaration for subsistence hunting purposes. But a bad ice pack in Gamble will devastate the community just as much as a drought on a farm in the lower 48.
You know, people are out there that are struggling to put food on the table, and I think it's important that, when things are out of their control, for example, the weather and what's happening with the sea ice, that we have some kind of a safety net there to help folks in those times when it's difficult.
David Scott, chief of staff for Senator Olson, says they are hounding Governor Parnell for a quick response. From KNOM.